John chapter 18, verses 28 to 40. Then they led Jesus from the house of Caiaphas to the governor's headquarters. It was early morning. They themselves did not enter the governor's headquarters, so that they would not be defiled, but could eat the Passover. So Pilate went outside to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered him, "If this man were not doing evil, we would not have delivered him over to you." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves, and judge him by your own law." The Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death." This was to fulfill the word that Jesus had spoken to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting, that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world." Then Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" After he had said this, he went back outside to the Jews and told them, "I find no guilt in him. But you have a custom that I should release one man for you at the Passover. So, do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" They cried out again, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. At the beginning of John chapter 18, Jesus has been arrested and faced Annas and Caiaphas, and Peter has denied him. Jesus is then sent from Caiaphas to Pilate. This is done early in the morning, probably around dawn, so that this would be the first thing on Pilate's desk in the morning. They're dealing with Jesus as a matter of urgency. Now they have a concern to be able to eat the Passover, which raises chronological questions. How do we relate this account to the account that we find within the Synoptic Gospels? There are some details in Mark that might support John's chronology, but it seems difficult to reconcile the fact that Jesus eats the Passover with his disciples, and then at this point the people are preparing to eat the Passover after Jesus has eaten with his disciples and been arrested. There have been a number of suggestions put forward. Some have suggested that the Last Supper is an early Passover, that it's connected to the Passover, but not actually the Passover meal itself. Others have suggested that the disciples were using a different calendar from that of the Judeans. And so the Jews are using a lunar calendar, Jesus is using a solar calendar, perhaps. Both John's and the Synoptics' accounts would suggest that this occurred on a Friday. The question then is not what day of the week this occurred on, but how it relates to the celebration of the Passover. Now, the different gospel accounts do have their differing purposes. John, as elsewhere, focuses more upon the relationship between the symbol of the Passover and the fulfillment with Christ as the Passover lamb himself. Christ is our Passover, sacrificed for us. In the other Gospels, however, there's more of an emphasis upon the new symbol of the Last Supper, which is then connected to the celebration of the Lord's Supper. And so there's a connection more between two symbols rather than between the symbol and the ultimate reality to which it points. This fits into John's theology more generally, which connects Jesus with the Lamb of God, the Passover Lamb that sacrificed for us. And it helps us to understand a bit more of the theology of the cross that John is operating in terms of. Jesus is the Passover lamb, he's the firstborn son, and this gives a very clear Passover context for what takes place on the cross itself. Such a theology is also seen in places like 1 Corinthians 5, where Paul speaks about Christ, our Passover, sacrificed for us. Pilate asks for an accusation against Christ. He isn't particularly keen to get involved, and this might serve an apologetic purpose, highlighting this fact. The true enemies in John's gospel are not the Romans, and as the gospel went throughout the world and the Roman Empire, this might actually have been a helpful point to emphasize, that Jesus was not fundamentally someone opposed to the Romans. His main enemies were found among his own people. The leaders of the Jews didn't have the authority to give a death sentence, and so they brought Jesus to Pilate so that they might have a death sentence delivered upon him. And once again, we're reminded that Jesus' word is being fulfilled even as he is condemned to death. Pilate questions Jesus, presumably after hearing the accusation that he presents himself as the King of the Jews. And naturally, Pilate would interpret this as revolutionary on the surface of it, that his claim is a political one, and that as such, Jesus needs to be challenged as such a figure. There are details within John's Gospel that would seem to give some substance to such a claim. Jesus has a triumphal entry into Jerusalem, which suggests some sort of royal aspiration. But yet, as he speaks with Pilate, it becomes clear that his kingdom is not what Pilate might have expected. Jesus defines himself not primarily as the King of the Jews. This is a title that's given to him, and he never fully owns it. Rather, he thinks of his kingdom in terms of truth, rather than in terms of ethnicity. His is a different sort of kingdom. He is the King of the Jews, but that's not primarily the way to understand him. If he was the King of the Jews in the way that the Judean leaders were presenting him to be, and in the way that Pilate initially understood, his servants would have fought to protect him, but they didn't. Rather, Jesus' kingdom is a kingdom of truth. Truth might mean different things to different ears. To the ears of a Greek, it might be associated with philosophical claims about the nature of reality. To a Roman, it might be more about factual accuracy of things that occurred. And to a Jew, it might be more about God's covenant faithfulness, which does have certain political ramifications. Pilate's response, "What is truth?" is ambiguous. Probably he's dismissing Jesus as a mere philosopher, harmless, an innocuous figure for his political purposes. He's not really a challenge to the Romans. Rather, he's just someone who's an annoyance to the Judean leaders who have their religious objections against this figure for some strange reason. And to avoid having to cast any final sentence, Pilate speaks of the custom of absolution at the time of the Passover. The Jews insist that he release Barabbas, the insurrectionist, instead. They falsely presented Jesus as a political revolutionary, but then they ask for an actual violent revolutionary to be released to them instead. Now, this is an example of some of the irony that's going on in John's Gospel. John often uses irony within his work to highlight and to contrast certain things, to help us see what is really taking place. So a question for you to reflect upon. Sometimes in John's Gospel, people say more than they know they're saying. Sometimes there are contrasts between the surface meanings and the intentions of people's actions or statements and the deeper things that are happening or being communicated through them. I want you to think about some of the cases and instances where we do see irony in the Gospel of John, and I want you to reflect upon the theological purpose that John has in using irony so extensively. A second question. Jesus here speaks about his kingdom. And at this point, we might start to wonder, why is this such a rare occurrence within John's Gospel? Jesus does not usually speak of his kingdom, nor does John. In the other Gospels, we have constant references to the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, etc. And we find it very rarely in John. Why?